You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
Thanks for streaming the Bet Slippin' Podcast. We're doing a special NFL Week 10 Monday Night Football betting breakdown. We got the Los Angeles Rams visiting the San Francisco 49ers. I'm the co-host of this shindig, Jeff Clark, and I'm bringing in my co-host and handicapping homie, Nathan Beagle. Nate, what's up, brother?
What's up? I'm excited to break down this nice Monday Night Football game.
We're focusing strictly on Monday Night Football. Again, it's the Los Angeles Rams and San Francisco 49ers, which tends to be a marquee matchup because they're both head coach by two wunderkinds. Obviously, Kyle Shanahan is the head of the San Francisco 49ers coaching staff, and then Sean McVay is the head of the Los Angeles Rams coaching staff. But before we talk about this game in detail, let me shout out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply. You have to be 21 years or older to game. Please see the website for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey, 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. You can get a special bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. So let's talk about this Monday Night Football game. First, I'll give you the odds real quick, Nate. This is from our friends at Tipico Sportsbook once again, but the Rams are favored -3.5 when they visit Levi's Stadium for an 8:15 Pacific or Eastern Standard kickoff. To get the 3 in the hook with San Francisco, you got to lay -112, so -108 for the Rams. The money lines are -180 for Los Angeles, +145 for San Francisco. The over-under is 15.5, with the under juiced up to -112, so the over is at -108. Let me set the table a little bit here for you, Nate, before you start eating. The action report on this game, we have 80% of the money and bets are on the Rams, with 60% of the money on the over. The Monday Night Football, the home team on Monday Night Football this season is 8-1 straight up, 6-3 against the spread, and the over has cashed in 6 of those 9 Monday Night Football games this season. In the Shanahan era for the 49ers, which started in 2017, the 49ers are 1-4 straight up, 2-3 against the spread, and the over is 4-1. In San Francisco's 5 Monday Night Football games under Shanahan. And in the McVay era, the Los Angeles Rams are 4-1 straight up, 3-1-1 against the spread, and the over is 5-2 in their 5 Monday Night Football games. Just talking about sides here, Nate, are you looking at a particular side, leaning? Do you have a like in any of these or in either side? How are you feeling about this game?
So I know on our podcast, we kind of hate going with the public eye. I think the only way I would go is Rams -3.5. I know all the money's there. I actually found this really weird stat that I wanted to share with everyone. So there are 3 teams in the league right now that are winless at home. One is obviously the winless winless Lions. The second is the 4-6 Eagles, who are 4-2 on the road and 0-4 at home. And then the third team is the 49ers. The 49ers are 0-4 at home, yet 3-1 on the road. I'm not really sure how that plays into this game. I don't really like the Niners. I think they're overrated. I've never been a huge Jimmy G fan. But I just found it was strikingly odd that they're just absolutely horrendous at home. But again, if I had to take a side, it would probably be the 3.5. I think the market's kind of underlaying how good the Rams are. Von Miller should be able to play. And I know all the money's there, but that's kind of where I would think it would go as well.
This is actually just a bad spot for the 49ers in the Shanahan era. And what I mean by that is at home, they're 13-22 against the spread in the Shanahan era since 2017. Both Shanahan and McVay were hired in 2017. So when I say their eras, we're starting back from 2017. In division games, the 49ers are 11-15-1 against the spread. After a loss, the 49ers are 16-20-1 against the spread. Versus a playoff team, they're 32-39-1 against the spread. For the Rams in the McVay era, they're 23-16 against the spread on the road, 16-10-1 against the spread in division games, 14-7-1 against the spread after a loss, and 27-14-2 versus teams with a losing record. So the public, I'm with you. I want to fade the public as often as I can because, you know, there are skyscrapers built in the desert because of stupid public bets or suckers like you or I, perhaps, or the public overvaluing teams. But it's tough not to take the Rams because it's a rivalry game as well. This is, I have this in my Circa Million. I took the Rams laying the points. I'm going to bet them in my side bets here. I'm getting -3.5 right now, according to Tipico. And I like it despite all the public money. But I actually look at the Rams' Week 9 loss to the Tennessee Titans as giving us more value in the spot. It was clearly a look-ahead spot for LA, even though Tennessee Titans look like the cream of the crop in the AFC and should be taken seriously in every game. I do think because the Rams had lost four straight to the San Francisco 49ers that they were looking ahead to this primetime game. Goff for the Rams was awful in those games, and he's no longer under center, obviously. They turned to Matthew Stafford this season. In those four games, Goff had one game over 200 passing yards, one game without an interception, one game with more than 7 yards per passing attempt, and one game with a 60% completion percentage or above. Also, San Francisco secondary is in rough shape. They're going to be without four defensive backs between the IR and just missing this game. And Josh Norman is questionable. And the problem with that is just counting on Josh Norman in the first place. Also, I think the Los Angeles Rams are going to be able to get after Jimmy G, who under pressure is not very strong. PFF actually gives the Rams defensive line the biggest pass rush edge in all of Week 10. So I like the Rams to get after Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think they do cover this number, even though the public is on it. Let's talk about the total here for a second. The total is 15.5, Nate. Again, the under shaded to 112. The over is at -108. Do you have stronger conviction in the total market for this game?
Yeah, so currently how it is what, 55%, 60% is on the over. I would prefer the under in this one, and it's really just purely almost a fade against the 49ers offense. I think a lot of it is going to have to run through Kittle and then Elijah Mitchell. The 49ers have only scored more than 21 points three times this season, and they've been held to under 20 in three of four straight games. And I can't back a team that is going against such a defense without too many great weapons. We still don't know how Kittle still hasn't had many of those explosive Kittle games that we've seen these last few seasons. And then at the same time, you have a Rams team that they're coming off, what, a 20 – my computer's being slow, but what, a 22-point showing or a 16-point showing against the Titans?
Last week – I'll pull it up right now. Sorry about that. Last week, the Titans scored 28-16. Rams only put up 16.
The Rams had 16. So the Rams have scored over 25. It looks like a lot of games, the majority of games, they've done it six times. But they've only topped 30 in three games. And they're playing against the defense that the 49ers have a better pass defense than they have a rush defense. So, and that's actually where I wanted to segue, maybe after you talk about the total, into my favorite prop bet of the day, because like Giovanna wanted to bring a little prop action in. But kind of considering that to hit what, 51 team, they would have to go what's most likely 31-20.
Yeah, 27-24 is around the spread and the whatchamacallit and the total. So
yeah, so if you're banking on 27-24, that means you're banking on the 49ers going over 20, which they've only done a handful of times. So personally, I think I would fade the public here instead of on the Rams. I don't see the Rams losing this one, or at least not covering. So this is the spot where I would fade the public and kind of take a total that's on the higher side.
Yeah, I'm more of a lean on the over. Following the public is my one concern with this, but the Los Angeles Rams are first in neutral situation pace, according to Football Outsiders. San Francisco's 13th, and San Francisco's opponents, San Francisco's opponents, they run, they pass the ball at the, the Los Angeles Rams pass, opponents pass the ball at the fourth highest rate in the league because of the fast tempo for the Los Angeles Rams. And I also think we're going to get the San Francisco 49ers in F-it mode. I mean, their season's over if they can't win this game with as stacked as their division is with Russell Wilson coming back. And even though they just lost, I mean, 49ers need to start piling wins or else they're going to be in a lot of trouble. I almost want to say the division's out. So they just need to start winning just so they can get a sniff at that seventh NFC or that third NFC wild card berth. So I do lean to the over because of the pace. Also, Los Angeles Rams have a below average defensive success rate. So I do think there's going to be success with San Francisco on moving the ball against the 49ers or against the Rams defense. But if they get into passing situations, I think Rams could pin their ear back. Pin their ears back and really get after Jimmy G. So I do lean to the over because I do like LA's offense to knife through San Francisco's defense in this one and the pace to be high. But let's go over to the props real quick to wrap up this Monday Night Football betting breakdown. You're more of a prop guy than I am. Where are you thinking about putting your money in the prop market for this matchup?
Yeah, it's hard to not be more of a prop guy than you are because I don't think I'd consider myself a huge, huge prop guy. But I like one here, and I really like the Daryl Henderson over 69.5 yards. I'll tell you, it's for about three reasons. One of them is because Henderson gets the bulk of the workload. I mean, Cam Akers went down preseason. Since then, we didn't really know who would take over that backfield. Maybe they would sign someone, but it's been Henderson who's grabbed most of the carries. He's had double-figure carries in every game this season. He's topped 14 carries in all but two. And he's hit that – so I don't know if I mentioned the odds, but it's rushing yards are at 69.5. It's a minus 114 odds. He's hit 70 in five games this season. So it's kind of a play on Henderson's success this season, but it's also a fade against the 49ers defense. The 49ers rush defense has given up over 130 yards in – four games, and they've given up three digits worth of yards, so 100 yards in six. They have the fifth worst rushing yards, opponent's rushing yards per game. With, I mean, Stafford's not going to do that this game. He's not going to run the ball often. It's going to be Henderson if they move it on the ground. Without Woods, Odell's still getting used to the system, especially if they get up in this game. Like, I mean, if it's a 27-point game, I would think there would be at least enough rushing for Henderson to who gets the bulk of the carries for the Rams to get 70. That's my favorite prop of the game, and that's really the only one I researched heavily.
Okay, cool. Well, just to recap my side and total pick, I do like the Rams laying the 3.5, and I'm going to lean to the over 50.5 for the game itself. But I have four props on my sheet. The last one's more of a lean. The first three I'll actually put some money on, but I'm going to go Deebo Samuel under 73.5 receiving yards minus 114 is the vig on that. He's went under in three of his four games versus the Los Angeles Rams, and he should be lining up against Jalen Ramsey, who is PFF's second-best cornerback and one of the one of the names that goes into every season as a potential defensive player of the year favorite. He gets as many snaps in the slot as he does wide out, and we know Deebo likes to line up in the slot a lot, so he's going to be seeing Ramsey, and I think the Rams secondary is going to do a good job against Deebo Samuel. I'm going over 3.5 rushing yards for Matthew Stafford. The price point's minus 143. I love taking the less scrambling quarterback over their rushing yards prop. Usually I like to do it when they're playing a really a really mobile quarterback. Obviously, that's not the case with Jimmy G, but San Francisco allows the third most rushing yards to versus quarterbacks and the fourth most yards per rush. So I think if Stafford just gets out of the pocket on a couple occasions, he's going to get over 20 rushing yards here. He's went over this number three times in the, I think, nine games that the Rams have played. So it's unlikely in some sense, but then again, the minus 143 price point, I guess the sharp side, or at least the side that the books are fearing, would be the over in Stafford's rushing prop. I'm also going to go over Jimmy G, 21.5 completions, minus 120. The over on that is juiced up a little bit, so same thought as the Stafford over rushing prop, but LA has held opponents have the third highest pass rate, fourth highest pass rate against the Los Angeles Rams. I mentioned that earlier. It's because of that fast tempo. Also, we know Jimmy G likes to dink and dunk, so I think he'll be hitting a lot of the halfbacks or the guys out of the backfield for short passes that he hopes they can break tackles or get some yak on. And also, this is a lean, but I'm going to go under Cooper Kupp, 97.5 receiving yards, minus 114. He's had 41 yards or fewer in the last four games versus San Francisco, and I think Shanahan is going to try to make someone else besides Cooper Kupp beat them. So those are my four props. I do like the Rams side and do lean towards the over. Do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I was very hesitant. I will add real quick. So Cooper Kupp's receptions is 7.5. I think the over is plus, or the under is plus money, and it's impossible to take. I'm not betting it. It's just 7.5 receptions with the under being plus money. It's just insane.
Is that the way you lean? Is that what you're saying?
No, I would stay away from that if I were a listener. I saw that while I was digging
trap line,
and you mentioned it. Yeah. I mean, seven receptions is still a lot for a receiver. So, yeah, I would stay away from Cooper Kupp's reception totals if I were people.
Yeah, I would side-eye every prop that I see plus money. The prop market is very, very sharp, and there's a reason that there's plus money in those. So, I mean, you got to have a strong handicap if you're going to take a plus money prop. But then again, I'm not the expert. That wraps up our special Week 10 Monday Night Football breakdown, betting breakdown of the Los Angeles Rams visiting the San Francisco 49ers. Once again, please check out our presenting website, sportsbookwire.usatoday.com, for mine and Nate's handicap and breakdowns of all major sporting events. Also, our colleagues are posting daily handicaps. And please check out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook, to all of our Colorado and New Jersey listeners. Best of luck on your Monday Night Football bets. We'll see you in a few days.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
Join them on their journey as they grow from gambling writers to sports betting sharps.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.